Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Texas Rangers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Billy Sample. Batting second. The DH, Johnny Grubb. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pat Putnam. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bump Wills. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Nelson Norman. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, Steve Kummer. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting second. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting seventh. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sample moves to second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White catches it and throws to second with Potek covering, to double up Sample. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Bell reaches second base with a double. Grubb goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Rangers. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Rangers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kummer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk. Otis reaches second base with a double. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Sample settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Rangers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sundberg moves to second. Nelson Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards right. Cowens fields it and throws to second to catch Wills for the out. Towards right field. Cowens makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Cowens. Sundberg moves to third. Two outs. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sample takes first base on ball 4. Norman moves to second. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Rangers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Norman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Rangers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oliver. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Oliver steals second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to third. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Zisk strikes out. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Rangers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wills fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. White scores. There goes Brett trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's Rangers, 1, Royals, 1. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers 1, and the Royals 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 0-for-1 in the game. Putnam hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Putnam reaches second base with a double. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wills bunts towards the mound. Leonard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelson Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0 for 1 in the game. Norman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Putnam moves to third. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sample bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Putnam scores. Norman moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1, Rangers. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Putnam scoops it up and throws to first, with Comer covering, for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Rangers 2, and the Royals 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Rangers. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sundberg hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hurdle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Potek hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Sample settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hurdle moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hurdle moves to third. Brett moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Hurdle scores. Brett moves to third. Otis moves to second. It's 3-2, Rangers. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the Royals 2. The Rangers will come to bat. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Putnam hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a line drive towards short. Potek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelson Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Norman hits a line drive into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sample. McRae reaches second base with a double. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hurdle hits a pop-up towards short. Norman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun pinch hits for Freddie Potek. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kummer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the Royals 2. The Rangers will come to bat. UL Washington now playing shortstop. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sample hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kummer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Sample settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Sample settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the Royals 2. The Rangers will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Zisk hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Putnam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball towards center. Oliver settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Oliver. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowens. The throw from Sundberg and he is safe. Cowens steals second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Willie Wilson pinch runs for Pete Lockhock. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a pop-up towards short. Norman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Way then pinch hits for Clint Hurdle. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sundberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the Royals 2. The Rangers will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing left field. John Way then now playing first base. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelson Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Norman bunts between the mound and first base. Leonard scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Norman for the out. Wills moves to second. One out. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sample hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wills moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Josie Depp pinch hits for UL Washington. Josie Depp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 4 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Sample settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Norman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Texas Rangers, 3, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.